Article 3, adapted from When Filial Piety is the Law by Hu Hua. 1. Beijing. China's revised law on the protection of the rights and interests of elderly people took effect last Monday. A clause now stipulates family members living apart from the elderly should frequently visit or send greetings to the elderly persons. 2. I am breaking the law, some people suddenly realized. 3. The new law has been controversial. The official media have sung a chorus of praise as though China has suddenly found a solution to a moral plague. But internet commentators and some members of the public doubt that the law will fix the problem. 4. Some protest that their employers insist that they work overtime, even on holidays, giving them no chance to go home to see their parents. Even more people complain that they can't afford to make frequent home visits and have no choice but to wait until they have a long vacation. And there are negative comments to the effect that, for decades now, the official media have been praising those exemplary workers who stay at their post during the spring festival. With the implementation of the new law, they ask sarcastically, are these model workers going to end up in jail? It's just a joke, of course, since should carries no punishment. 5. At the same time, hundreds of millions of farmers have been leaving their fields to work in the cities, and a substantial part of the urban population has become mobile too, leading to the demise of the traditional adage, saying that when one's parents are living, one does not travel far. 6. What surprises me is that people criticize children for neglecting their parents, but nobody seems to be criticizing the government. But then maybe that kind of comment is deleted as soon as it is posted. 7. When I was a boy during the Cultural Revolution, I secretly read a book that was banned at the time. It was titled The 24 Paragons of Filial Piety. It featured stories about people who are seen as perfect examples of filial piety. I have never forgotten one story in it. In the Jin Dynasty, there was an exemplary son named Wu Meng, born to a family too poor to own a mosquito net. When the sting of mosquitoes made it difficult for his father to sleep, Wu Meng took off his shirt and sat by his parents' bed, letting the mosquitoes bite him and never once swatting them away, so that they had no reason to leave him and bite his parents. 8. China's ruling family stressed the importance of being loyal to one's ruler and country and dutiful to one's parents. But when the Paragons was banned, it meant that of loyalty and filial piety, only loyalty remained, loyalty to the Communist Party. While the Communist Party now promotes filial piety, it ignores its own history of suppressing it and blames individual behavior for the breakdown of ethical moral norms, then comes out with a ridiculous legal clause as it misrepresents its own responsibility as the party in power for the last 63 years.